house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Susan Rotwein of Captain Zach's Crab House in McKinleyville, and we're going to talk about crab today. First, let's talk about Zach. Now, Zach's your husband?
Zach is my husband, absolutely.
And he has a boat and actually goes out and catches some of these crab that you're serving up.
Right. We fish out of Trinidad. He's been a commercial fisherman for more than 35 years, and we have the boat with the name Miss Phyllis.
Oh, Miss Phyllis. Who is Phyllis?
That's a good question. Actually, the person that we bought the boat from, that was his wife, and he had the boat built and then named it the Miss Phyllis. And fishermen are pretty superstitious. So when we got the boat, even though we repowered it, it's still the Miss Phyllis.
Okay. And then, so he goes out and he fishes for crab. What is a typical day like for him when he goes out fishing?
It's a long day. It's basically up well before the birds, up at 4 or 5 in the morning and out, rowing out to the boat. That's one of the challenges in Trinidad. You actually get dropped into the water in a small skiff and you have to row out to your boat. Then you bring the boat in, pick up the crew and off. So I'd say, 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a long day. We call it a half day, 12 hours.
Oh my gosh. How is it determined, when you can start fishing for crab?
The Department of Fish and Game every year does crab testing. And I think to just back up a little bit and just kind of do an overview of crab regulation, the way that commercial crabbing is regulated, it's a sustainable fishery. Essentially, what we do is we just harvest the males, all the females go back, so that in itself is a sustainable fishery. And every year, the Fish and Game contracts with fishermen to go out and sample the crab. And what they're looking for is they're looking to see that the crab are full of meat. Because what happens in a cyclic thing with the crab, they molt every year and get a new shell. So after they molt, they're spending their time making a shell. They don't have much meat inside. So what they do, like I say, is they go out, harvest some crab and take a look at it. They cook them, take a look at the percentage of meat that's in them.
And then, like you said, that they're only harvesting the males. And how are they telling the two apart?
You flip them over.
Of course. Works with kittens, puppies, and crabs, apparently. And what do you see different on the female's carapace?
Basically, there's a more pointy kind of piece on the carapace. That's the male organ. And then on the female side, it's much more rounded. It's very distinct.
Okay, and then there's also a size regulation. And what is the size regulation?
I can't tell you exactly what it is. I know we measure, and it's got to be at least a 4-year-old crab. So that's kind of the cycle of it. They're about 4 years to harvestable. And like anything else, some years are better than others. It's ocean conditions, it's, what they're eating, it's a bunch of different things.
And what sort of gear do crab fishermen use? I know I see the crab pots going out on trucks every year about, in the fall. What do they do with these crab traps? Do they bait them and put them out?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you do. They're, large metal traps, and we put various sorts of bait. And that's the trick to catching a crab is thinking like a crab. And if you were a crab, what would you want to eat?
What do crabs like to eat?
They like to eat a lot of different things. They like to eat squid, mackerel, anchovies, a lot of different stuff. But if you figure it out, then you get to catch the most.
Uh-huh. And is it kind of one of those secrets, like if you think you've figured out the best formula?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have to kill you. Wouldn't tell you.
And then how many crab pots does Zach have on his ship?
This year we're running about 600. This next year there will be regulations going into effect that limit, because Dungeness crab went limited entry several years back, but now there'll be limits on the number of traps that you can run. So there's a very complex tiered system that they came up with, and so people will be able to fish anywhere from 100 to 500 traps.
Okay. And does Zach fish for other fish as well, or does he just fish for crab?
Right now, Dungeness crab is our primary fishery. Regulations have not allowed salmon fishing. We used to salmon fish quite a bit, and albacore and, rock cod and lingcod as well.
Okay. And what do you do at Captain Zach's Crab House? What sort of preparation do you do with the food that you serve?
We technically don't serve food. What we do is we bring in a fresh catch every day, and we cook crab. We sell live crab, cooked crab, and some of Captain Zach's secret cocktail sauce as well. That's one of the things that we've carried over from the restaurant that we used to do.
Uh-huh. Is all of the crab that he catches sold at Captain Zach's?
Absolutely not. No, most of the crab, and that's kind of an interesting side, most of the crab that's caught in this area actually leaves the area. And we're one of the only places, one of the few places, I should say, that actually provides a local product. I would tell you that about 95% of the crab that's caught locally heads to the major fisheries down in San Francisco, to the live market, or to what we call a frozen section market that's up in Oregon.
So when he comes in and he has how many pounds of crab in his hold?
Well, we can hold probably 12,000 pounds.
So if he comes in with that much crab, does he bring them all into the dock on the day that he catches them?
Yep.
Brings them all in and then they head out in whatever direction they're going to go?
Yeah, basically what happens in Trinidad, which is a little bit unique, is the boats, we're an open port. So we're basically on the open ocean and just protected by Trinidad Head. So the boats come into the dock and they actually have hoists that they have to put the crab into large boxes that hold 400 or 500 pounds, and they hoist them up, dump them into large bins. And so that process has to go on for unloading. And when you have that, you know, we have big volumes of crab, it takes quite a while to unload. So not only is the day long, the day's not done until your boat's unloaded.
Right. And the crab are able to stay alive during this process.
Oh, yeah, they're hardy little bugs.
They must be.
They really are, yeah.
So you've been involved with the Commercial Fishermen's Wives of Humboldt County, and you've been working on a labeling project. Tell me about the labeling project.
I'd be glad to. We've been working on this a couple of years now, the local group. It's called Humboldt Wild Seafood. We actually realized a little bit of Headwaters funding to put together the logo and actually come up with a photo-ready piece of art, and then we've replicated that into stickers and little tags that you can find in your grocery. So the idea behind the project, we're trying to promote the local commercial fishing industry, essentially. One of the challenges that I know folks have, consumers here on the North Coast, I mean, even though we live next to the ocean, is trying to find a high-quality, good seafood, because most of our seafood that's caught does leave the area. So one of our goals was to provide information so that folks would know, hey, this is coming from a local boat. So Humboldt Wild Seafood is a little logo with a picture of a boat and a nice color and a little redwood. It's kind of challenging to describe it on the radio. But what you'll do is you'll find that, like at Captain Zach's, we have a banner out front that says Humboldt Wild Seafood, wild caught product of USA. And you'll be able to find it labeled in various markets like Wildberries or the Co-op or Eureka Natural Food. You'll see it in their fish case, and they display it when they are providing a product that has been caught by a local boat from either Trinidad or Eureka.
Now, I imagine you've cooked crab in a lot of different ways.
I have.
And what's your favorite way to have crab?
I think probably just right out of the shell.
That's
just the way it
is. Interesting. Yeah. Several of the fishermen that we've talked to, they say that, you know, they've tried it every which direction and the best way is just to boil it.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had it boiled, barbecued in a taco. I've had it in a quiche. I've had it crab cakes, you know. I mean, I do a lot of different things with crab, but I think just standing over the sink and eating a hot crab is the way to go.
Oh, that sounds so good. You've made me lose my track of thought. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Susan Rotwein, Captain Zach's Crab House in McKinleyville. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Dates and the grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.